This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on. Lots to get to. Bottom of the hour is going to be Ken Paxton. He's the Attorney General of the great state of Texas. We talk about the border. We talk about baby formula. We talk about whether Texas and New Mexico, Arizona, California can do something when the federal government doesn't do anything. Also, his lawsuits against social media and against big tech, all that stuff, we're going to give you updates on it. Got all that coming your way. Bottom of the hour. Do not touch that. Carrie, you working tomorrow or not? I can't remember.
You know I'm not because I just messaged you about it, but I still want you to play the song.
Wow. I didn't know you're out tomorrow then.
You did. Yes, you did, because I sent you that email several days ago. And I just wanted to remind you.
That was returned to sender.
Go ahead and play the song. No, that was not returned to sender. I know you saw
why,
that email.
Why do I have to play this song? You complained so much about the Tuesday song, but I have to play the Wednesday song?
Yes, you do. To make up for that stupid Tuesday song. There we go.
Whatever.
Thank you.
You're not the boss of me.
You can cheer dance to this one.
No. Nope. Nobody is but you.
Oh, they are. I know. They're jamming out in their cars. Oh, yeah. In the kitchen.
Getting horrible emails right now from them all. He's a liberal. I can't believe you play that.
Y'all.
You do know I've gotten those emails, right?
I'm sure you have. Does it bother me? Nope.
My favorite is when somebody writes me an email and they start out, "I am so disappointed." You know what I mean? I get that one.
Oh, this is going to be a really great email. Yeah.
Right. I mean, no, we've had this discussion before. I am not here to appoint you. So if you're disappointed, it's not my problem. You know what I mean? I mean, here's the deal. You get it free on your radio. It's even free to watch it if you're watching it over on the live stream. And I think that you probably don't have much to say about my playing Bon Jovi to Kiss Up to Chocolate Voice once a week. So, yeah, I am so disappointed. Let me tell you how disappointed I am. And again, my answer is always, I'm not here, you know, fearing whether I'll appoint you or disappoint you tonight.
You
so listen, get over that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
I'm not
going to
change
probably
anything.
Is nothing else on your radio dial. I hate when you get that radio that just won't change the station.
Just one station, yeah, you can listen to.
It's so weird to me. All right, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. We've complained about the gas prices on and off here since the gas prices went on the rise. There was some big article yesterday. I forget it was a Newsweek or Wall Street Journal or the Washington Post. Actually, I think it was the Houston Chronicle, to be honest with you. That the headline was, "Are the gas prices Joe Biden's fault?" And then the entire article was how the gas prices, for some reason, were not Joe Biden's fault. Even though this very week he canceled all the leases in Alaska. They canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. They canceled, you know, any new drilling. They're like, "Oh, you got a bunch of leases. They're not even researching." Right, because they're not allowed to drill there. And there's no guarantee that there's any oil or energy or natural reserves beneath the land there. But they have done all they can. And then you're hearing stuff from people like Pete Buttigieg, who is the transportation secretary, doesn't know anything about transportation. It was a horrible mayor of South Bend, Indiana, but is gay. You've got to mention that. And Jennifer Granholm, a horrible Michigan governor, who's now the energy secretary, knows nothing about energy. These people saying things like, and John Kerry saying things like, "Get solar power, go buy an EV." Like, we all just have extra money laying around. So there is an article today that I found to be pretty interesting, and Carrie's got it for us, where it's showing how much Americans on average are now paying per year for gasoline. And this is a huge number, way bigger than anybody thought. And if you think that Biden's claims that the economy's getting better or jobs are looking great and we've added more jobs than anybody in history, consider how much more money you're spending because of his out-of-control inflation. Carrie, what do you have?
From The Blaze, U.S. households are expected to spend an average of $5,000 on gasoline this year. Your Denny research concluded Americans are paying considerably more at the pump this year, CNBC reported. By your Denny research's estimates, Americans were spending a mere $2,800 last year. The rapid pace at which gas prices continue to increase drastically affects the estimated annual sum Americans are expected to pay. This past March, Americans were expected to pay an estimated $3,800 at the pump in 2022. The American Automobile Association reported in March the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline was $4.22. CNBC noted the average price for a gallon of gasoline during the week of May 16th was $4.59. A year ago at this time, a gallon of gasoline was $3.04. No wonder the consumer sentiment index is so depressed. The wonder is that retail sales have been so surprisingly strong during April and May, Yardeni said in a note. Yardeni stated the inflation-adjusted incomes of most consumers are barely growing and that they've accumulated a decent amount of savings while charging a lot more on their credit cards. However, Yardeni indicated the American consumer spending habits are somewhat counterintuitive, which might give the economy an illusion of strength.
I mean, so how much are we paying per year on average?
Right now,
where did I get the number 5,000? I thought it was $5,000.
We're expected to spend an average of 5,000 this year. We spent $2,800 last year.
Okay. So $2,200 more this year because of Bidenomics. I mean, really think about that. $2,200 more. That's a lot of money, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much money you make. $2,200 is a lot of cash. It's a lot of scratch, some would say. What could you buy with that $2,200? Well, not baby formula. It's not available. But what could you buy with that $2,200? You know, maybe on average, you and your family save up enough money and go out to eat once every couple of weeks. Well, that would be about $2,200 over the year. No, you can't do that. That's out the window. Or maybe $2,200 you could have taken those classes that are $500 each at the community college. Can't do that anymore.
Well, you're going to spend it at the grocery store because everything at the grocery store has gone up.
Exactly right. So we're looking at, you know, where you've got this guy, they keep on like pushing him out to the teleprompter and he reads about how his economy is better than any economy in the history of the world. About how he hasn't created any jobs. The pandemic is ending and businesses are opening. He isn't creating squat. In fact, those jobs should have come back sooner, but he waited too long. The stupid mask mandates and then pushing court, you know, cases about mask mandates and shot mandates and everything else. But $2,200 more. Holy mackerel, dude. We're talking about a lot of damn money here. And it just doesn't make any sense to me that anybody in their right mind can pretend like this is a good economy. It's not. When you've got wages growing slower than costs, you've got a situation where people now are in a deficit from what they expected. As Carrie said, it was $2,800 a year for gas. Now it's $5,000. And if you ask Pete Buttigieg, who, by the way, is gay, yeah, you have to, it's just part of the thing. It's like part of his title. If you don't say that, then the woke people will say, why didn't you say he was gay? Pete Buttigieg, who is the transportation secretary, literally going to a camera and a microphone and saying, well, then you should probably go buy an EV. What? Oh, there's another story that I did not send you that talks about how EVs... these electric vehicles actually use just as much fossil fuels because of the tires or something. I forget what it is.
Perfect.
So here we are pushing something that is not sustainable right now. We don't have enough charging stations right now. And we have an economy that is based on fossil fuels. And we're pushing this garbage that you can just solve the problem by getting an EV. Now, an extra $2,200 this year for gas. And let's see, if you go and buy a brand new car that's an electric vehicle, and let's say it's $30,000 to $50,000, your payment every month is going to be even higher than the increase in gasoline that you're paying because of Bidenomics. So how that becomes more affordable, and remember what they said, you'll save $80 a month. You'll save $80 a month. Well, I don't know, I'm not that good in math, but 8 times 12 months is $960. That savings doesn't make up for the $2,200 that I'm paying more for this year. So it doesn't balance out somehow. Plus, I've got a car payment now on a brand new vehicle that I'm guessing is going to be anywhere from $500 to $1,000 a month. So I'll pay $12,000 more or $6,000 more per year for a new car that Pete Buttigieg, who's gay, needs me to go and get. That's acceptable, and that somehow is an improvement in the economy. That's what they want us to do. When individual families only care about, do I have enough money to go buy a hamburger tonight or not? Do I have enough money to go and find that baby formula or not? Do I have enough money to make my house payment or my rent payment this month or not? They don't care what games you're playing linguistically out of Washington, Pete and Jennifer and Joe. They care about whether they can sustain themselves. And a lot of them can't, because $2,200 extra is a lot of money. Going and buying a new EV is out of reach for many people in America today. You're bragging about the new jobs coming on. Those jobs aren't paying the bills because the cost of things is going up faster than your wages. And then offering, here's the most interesting part, I think, and the most damning part for this administration. They're not doing anything. They're offering no solutions for regular Americans. Nothing. Nothing. But you got to send $40 billion over to Ukraine on top of the $13, $14 billion we already sent, or else you're somehow a hater and a Nazi. It's all very, very strange. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Let me tell you about Super Beats. Super Beats, great, a great product that if you haven't tried it, I want you to. As we get older, we feel fatigued. We don't have the kind of endurance that we had. We get tired during the day. I get it. I understand. And maybe you're trying to make up for it with your afternoon coffees. Drinking four or five extra cups, maybe an energy drink, a candy, or a sugary soda. None of that's really going to be sustainable. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats heart chews to your morning routine. You can promote heart-healthy energy for your entire day without that caffeine crash, because Super Beats heart chews, unique clinically researched grapeseed extract, promotes heart-healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. I want you to get some of these right now because you listen to my program. You're going to get a special deal by going to joelovesbeats.com. I want you to go and save up to 45% right now. Get free shipping as well. You've got to go to the website, though. They made it for you, joelovesbeats.com. Their best offer available anywhere. That's joelovesbeats.com, joelovesbeats.com. Save up to 45% off. Get free shipping as well on Super Beats. Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
I appreciate you stopping by. Thanks a lot for being here. It's the Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Do want to remind you about Super Beats. They're sponsoring this half hour of the program. Super Beats, again, will help you get through your day. And without a doubt, if you haven't tried them, Super Beats for a long time just had the powder. Now, I'm not a beets guy. I don't like to eat beets. The powder was great. You put it in fruit juice, you put it in some water, put it in a protein shake, and it worked out great. And it helped you with that nitric oxide production, which helps your blood flow, your circulation. It supports a healthy blood pressure. Now they've got these Super Beats heart chews. They've had them for a little while now. They taste amazing. I've had them. You're going to like these a lot. They don't taste bad at all. In fact, they taste really, really good. I didn't expect that from non-GMO beets and grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract is clinically proven to promote heart healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. So if you haven't tried these out, or if you tried Super Beats a long time ago, you weren't really sure, try these now. Go to my part of the website. They made a new site just for you. Listen to my program. Get up to 45% off plus free shipping at joelovesbeats.com. Joelovesbeats.com, their best offer anywhere. So don't miss out. Joelovesbeats.com up to 45% off. Get free shipping as well on Super Beats. All right, so what are you sacrificing because the gas prices are so high? What are you sacrificing because you've got a situation where groceries are through the roof? Price of beef per pound is nuts. Bacon is out of control. It doesn't make any sense. And it's not getting any better. It's not going to get any better until they solve the supply chain issues. They solve the energy production issues in this country for this country. They're not going to fix anything unless they get their heads out of their butts and realize Green New Deal, green energy is not going to save us. It's going to make us go broke. What are you sacrificing? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Go there, scroll down, send me an email, sign up for all the social media. And another reminder, Truth Social is now available. You go to truthsocial.com on a website, even if you're on like an Android phone, and they're not paying me to tell you this, I'm just happy that it's up and running. Go to, on a browser, either you can use the app on iOS, if you've got either an iPad or an iPhone, or you can go to the browser on your Google phone, your Android phone, or you can go to a browser on your desktop, either Mac or PC, and just put in truthsocial.com. If you're already signed up, log in with your credentials, and you're on. Boom, it's a really nice web UI, user interface. If you go there and you're not signed up, sign up. You get right in. There's no waiting list anymore. Once you do get signed up, at JoePags, at Joe Pags, follow me there. A lot of people are starting to 35,000 plus now in a very short amount of time. So go and do that. Let me go to the phone lines. It's going to be Dan in Kansas City. Dan, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Live
I think Chevy Chase had the right idea when he was in vacation, just running up to the edge and taking a quick view so they could drive. He can't drive very far anymore.
Right. For those who might not have seen the movie, in that movie Vacation, they went to the Grand Canyon, and he put his arm around his wife, and they shook their heads. Okay, let's get back to the car and take off. That's really about all you can do, right?
That's about it.
Yeah.
But what I was going to bring up was an idea even AOC might like.
Okay.
When we give away money for student loans, and we give $450,000 to illegal aliens coming across the border, why not make them buy Teslas and they can drive around and they can solve all their clean air and energy problems right there?
All right. Got you, Dan. The $450,000 that he was referring to with people that were sent home, I think they were captured and sent home. And now they're suing because they should have been able to get asylum and they want a bunch of money. The number $450,000 was tossed out there that Psaki denied was the real number, but they never told us what the real number was. Let me go back at it and say hello to line two. Allison is in Yakima. Allison, what's going on? Hi.
Well, I get really tired of hearing them talk about us having to buy electric cars and this and that, but they won't make people buy IDs, go down and get an ID to vote.
Isn't that something?
You can't put that burden on them.
Yeah, go and buy an electric vehicle, get rid of your gas guzzler, don't worry about finding any baby formula, but no way should we make people prove who they are when they vote. I think it's ridiculous. It is bizarro world, right? When you look at it from the leftist perspective, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I got you. I hear you. Listen, you can make that argument all day. I can go through the policies of the left and tell you how hypocritical they are. If you want to go to the DNC, the Democrat National Convention, or if you want to go and hear President Biden speak and you're in the media, you have to show a valid government-issued ID. But they're all arguing against a government-issued ID to go and vote. That's really what they're doing. It is so startling how openly and publicly stupid they are or hypocritical they are. And yet those on the left swear by them. It's very, very strange. Back at it, going to be Christy in Missouri. Hi, Christy. What's going on?
Hi. You were asking what are we doing to cut corners, and you know, I shop at Sam's Club and I will buy their roasted chicken because it saves me the electricity of cooking it at home, and I love to cook. And then I will buy their greens because they come in large tubs, and then I buy additional organic greens from Sprouts, and that's pretty much all I eat anymore. My kids can't stand it, but I'm fairly healthy.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's funny that you said that. I went to Sam's yesterday, and I got some cashews, and I got a roast chicken. I got a rotisserie chicken. I thought it was great. But you're right. If you're eating that every day, you're in trouble. You know, because it gets old after a while. I get it. Kids want some fun food. You can't afford the fun food anymore. Gabriel, San Antonio, about a minute. Let's go.
Hey, Joe, thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
Yeah, I worked for VA Trans for 3 years. I got out because I got my disability through the VA.
Okay.
I'm an Army veteran.
Appreciate you.
I had a savings of about $15,000 for the 3 years. And for the past 6 months, I pretty much used it all, most of it. And it wasn't like I was shopping every week. It was just groceries and fuel, stuff that I needed.
And that's the thing, Gabriel. By the way, again, thank you for your service. That's the thing. You're not out and buying, you know, elaborate cars and vacations and boats. You're just paying the normal bills, and you had to dip into your savings of $15,000. That's nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty much all gone, and right now I'm back to paycheck to paycheck again.
Tell your friends and neighbors in San Antonio, stop voting blue. This is what got us here. I mean, honest to goodness, Gabriel, thank you, and I appreciate your service again. You've got big cities in Texas that are all turning blue. You've got big cities all over this country in big metropolis areas all turning blue. And then you see what that ends up doing. They told you, you got to turn blue. The red is bad. The red is racist. The red is fill in the blank. They're misogynist. But really, red is lower regulations, lower taxes, lower inflation, smaller government, less intrusive government. That's what conservatism does. That's what they're fighting against because it makes them give up their power, and they don't want to give up that power. When we come back, Attorney General Ken Paxton, the great state of Texas. You're going to love what he has to say about the border, about baby formula, and much more. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Always a pleasure to have this man on. He's the Republican Attorney General of the great state of Texas, where I happen to reside. It's Ken Paxton. Ken, how are you? Good to see you.
You know, I'm good. It's been fun. I just got back from San Antonio. I was there for 2.5 days. I'm in Dallas now. I'm headed out to Mineola and then out to East Texas tomorrow.
When you come back to San Antonio, we got to say hello. I didn't know that you were here.
They didn't leave me 2 minutes to even call you, let alone stop by. But next time when we're done with this campaign, I'll be there.
I think that'd be great. All right. So you're running for re-election for Attorney General. I want to get into that to that race in a minute. A lot of the left media in this state is lying about how tight it is between you and George P. Bush. So we'll get into that in a second. But I want to start with social media, which seems to be sort of top of mind for everybody, especially with Elon Musk, who now is based in Austin. His hope to buy and acquire Twitter, although it's sort of on hold because Twitter may have been lying about how many fake accounts it has on there and fake bots it has on there, and Musk wants to know a real number. Just from an attorney general's standpoint, if a social media company or any company alleges to have this much backing or this many consumers, this many users, and it turns out they're not really telling the truth, is that a breach of the law?
I mean, it could be some type of consumer fraud. Certainly, I would think the federal government would have an interest in deception. But I know that we have statutes that deal with consumer fraud. And if they're defrauding consumers by lying to them about how many users there are, and then people are paying for advertising based on that.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a violation of state law.
And it also would blow up the value of the company, wouldn't it? If Musk thinks he's buying a company that's got a 500 million users, and it turns out they've got a 250 million users, that changes the price a lot, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It affects what he wants to pay because it also affects their ad revenues, and right. It affects completely the value of the company. Absolutely.
You've been going after social media for a long time. You have been one of the chief fighters out there in the front line, telling Google you can't screw around with search engine results, telling Twitter you can't block and ban and hide and shadow ban and all that. You've got lawsuits against Facebook. What are your thoughts about the law in Texas last week that I know that you were out in front of in defending, where the governor and the legislature have decided that you can't ban from your platform a Texan, and you've been defending this in court? That was the right way to go, right? The individual states, I guess, would have to do the same thing to make sure that I can't be blown off of Twitter because I don't like what I think.
Yeah, I applaud it. It's free speech. They claim that it's an open platform, so they're advertising themselves as open platform, and yet behind the scenes, all of them are censoring conservative voices. That's completely in violation of Texas law. And I'm glad the legislature stepped up and passed those laws because I think they're good laws.
Where are your cases against Google specifically and Facebook also? But Google specifically, really, they are in collusion with other online sites to push. If I search the word Ken instead of Paxton coming up, it might be somebody who paid to have their name come up first. Whereas it just should be an open forum where I go and I put in something for a search. And if they want to put ads on there, that's fine. But don't direct where my search goes. And also, I think we talked about this last time, there was some sort of collusion between Google and others in setting ad revenue prices as well. Where are you on all that?
Yeah, so the one you're talking about, ad revenue and the search, is based, it was originally based in Texas in federal court. It got removed to another federal court. I think it's in Illinois. It's a multi-district case now. The only bad part of that is it slows it down because now there are all these other cases that were actually filed after ours. that were based on ours, and then we got sucked into their multi-list district litigation. We're going to win in the end. It's just going to take longer. But we have other lawsuits going against, like, Facebook, where they've tried to steal people's faces, and we've got those in state court. Wow. We also have a case against Google that is in process where they told people that when you turn off your location services, you're not being tracked. And, of course, that was a lie. So we are going to hold them accountable for violation of our Deceptive Trade Practices Act in Texas.
And that's a great move because, as you just said, I can have my phone off and I can talk about lawnmowers, and suddenly I'm getting Google ads and Facebook ads about lawnmowers. They're listening to everything. And I don't know that the terms of service say you're giving up your Fourth Amendment right just by signing up to our app.
No, it's exactly right. And they actually advertise themselves as not giving that opportunity to turn that off. And then they track you anyway. So right. It's just not true whether you're doing it, online or on your phone. It's being tracked.
It's the Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton. Ken, I appreciate the time and the access. Let's talk about the border. I know that what's being done in Texas is effective, because at last report, and this was about a week ago, I saw that a lot of the cartels are now saying, hey, they're making it too hard in Texas. Let's go to New Mexico. And so that's good for Texans, but it's not necessarily good for the United States. And then we just saw yesterday that a tunnel from drug smugglers and drug cartels has been discovered. All of that going on as the Department of Homeland Security and the Biden administration are looking to get rid of Title 42, which would keep us all safe. Does a state, individual state like Texas, and your office specifically, do you have any ability, any leverage to go against the federal government when they're looking to get rid of something that can put Texans and Americans in danger health-wise if they get rid of Title 42, which obviously is still needed?
Yeah, so what we can do is sue them. We've got an injunction right now stopping them from withdrawing Title 42. We had a case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court trying to stop them from not following the law as it relates to asylum and remain in Mexico for those asylum seekers. So, you know, it takes time going through the litigation process, but we have gotten injunctions on both of those cases. The Biden administration, I don't think, is even following those injunctions, but in the end, when we get a final result, we're going to hold them accountable and hold them in contempt, if they don't actually follow the court orders from these courts.
A bit of confusion that we always run into when it comes to issues of immigration and naturalization is that, yes, the Constitution says the federal government handles that. It's their purview. But the Constitution also has a provision that says if you're not doing it, if you're not holding up the law, then the individual states do have more authority and more power than the central government, and you guys can do something on a state-by-state issue. So if we have an invasion, and the Constitution does specifically talk about states being invaded, don't we have the right to actually put ammunition in the guns of the National Guard and tell people who are coming here illegally, you're invading our space, turn around or there's going to be trouble? Don't we have the right to supersede the federal government if they ignore what they're supposed to be taking care of?
And the answer is, I don't know. We're looking at that question right now, trying to figure out what evidence we think we need to present in a case of invasion. So it's never been litigated. There's no real case law on this. And so it's always a little more uncertain when you're taking a new case. It's never been litigated. There's no precedent on it. And you want to be pretty solid on your arguments because the court has more room on a case that has never been decided before. There's no precedent. So we are looking at that. But we also have this other case, this U.S. v. Arizona, which I know you're familiar with, which is one we're hoping that we eventually get sued over, where the governor or the legislature does something in violation of that case, supposedly, so that we can take it back up because we think it was wrongly decided.
And is that back to SB 1070 that Jan Brewer brought?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, and SB 1070, for those who are watching or listening, basically just said Arizona is going to take on the same exact laws as the federal government has. Obama and Holder, I believe, sued them and won in court. And as you said, I think incorrectly, because they said, no, that's our purview. It's in the Constitution. Arizona or Texas or New Mexico, California, they can't pass the same exact law. And the argument was, and I think the argument you have is, yeah, but you're not upholding the law. So we need that law on a state level to be able to protect our people, right?
Yeah, my argument is this: if the federal government's going to pass a law and then not enforce it, then it's not fair to the states that you just preempted them from passing their own laws when you knew full well you weren't going to enforce those laws. That doesn't seem right. And then we have to live with the consequences of the drug trade and the cartels bringing people into our state, and that crime and all the misery associated with it and the costs associated with it, and that just cannot be right.
KenPaxton.com. That's the website. He's running for re-election. He's the attorney general here in the great state of Texas. Let's talk about baby formula. We saw a pallet of baby formula pictures of that we weren't supposed to see that ended up at the border to take care of the children that are coming in illegally with their parents. This, while the shelves in Texas and elsewhere are bare or barren when it comes to baby formula, it turns out some overregulation of some plant in Michigan is probably what's going on here. There was a recall, and they ended up just shutting everything down, and it's been weeks now. What can you do, and what is our state doing to get baby formula to mothers and fathers and children who need it here in the state of Texas?
Actually, that's a great question. I'm not really sure. I mean, if there's not enough production, and somehow the Biden administration is moving formula down to the border, as you said, they are, and to the exclusion of children in Texas, I mean, it's a real problem. All you can really do in that case is find a different president, unelect the guy that's right, allowing our babies to be suffer at the expense of, you know, of the immigrants.
Yeah, but here's the rub also, and I think you know this. We can't get it from Canada. We can't get it from Europe. There are some overregulation, you know, details that disallow that. All they have to do is drop the regulations, even temporarily, on the federal level, and we can start getting that stuff in. We know there's good formula elsewhere. We're just not allowed to bring it in because of regulations. Don't they have the purview, the ability to just say, hey, let's stop the regulations to get the babies fed?
Absolutely. Trump, if he were in office, he'd do it tomorrow, right? Yeah. I mean, do it today. It would have already happened. For some reason, the Biden administration is more concerned about keeping those regulations in place than they are about the children that and these babies that need the formula.
When it comes to the primaries and to you being reelected, you are being primaried. You've got George P. Bush of the Bush family. He's George W. Bush's nephew. He is, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush's grandson. I've had him on the show. He says he doesn't necessarily think like them, and he sees a better vision for Texas. Can I ask you this before, but I want to ask you again. Why is somebody challenging you? You have been one of the most successful attorneys general we've seen in this state's history. I mean, case after case, lawsuit after lawsuit, you are protecting, you know, the interests of Texans. Why do you think you're getting a primary?
Yeah, because he's not telling you the truth about his actual views. He does agree with his relatives, his grandfather, his uncle. He's more sympathetic to them. And as we've seen over time, they're more sympathetic sometimes to the Clintons and the Obamas than they are to our Republican
leaders.
So the reality is, I mean, he said it this week. He was caught on camera saying that he thought had sued too much over vaccine mandates, that I was suing too much over vaccine or mask mandates, that I had over-politicized with it. Republicans over-politicized this whole critical race theory. So when he gets caught in moments where he doesn't know that you're watching and he's talking to people that he thinks are sympathetic, he really does have different views. And he said it. He said that I was doing too much, that I was suing too much, that I was taking on too many of these issues. And frankly, I just disagree. If we don't fight the fight, we lose our freedom.
Well, isn't that the job, Ken? Aren't you supposed to sue in our interests?
That is exactly the job. I'm supposed to represent the state of Texas. I don't have a lot of tanks and, you know, guns.
Right.
I have lawyers, and there's a reason for that. My tools relate to going into court. There's nothing wrong with going into court and defending your state and protecting your state from unconstitutional actions and things that are violating state law. I mean, that's what we should do. And for him to say that I'm overdoing it, that even though he would acknowledge there's violations of state law, he's going to say that we shouldn't pursue that in court because we're just being too litigious. That's just not going to change that's not going to change anything if you just talk about it.
If I were to only read newspapers in this state, as you know, Ken, I would think that it's neck and neck. In fact, the Dallas Morning News or somebody the other day said that it went from a 30-point margin in your favor to 6. Is that true?
Look, no. They put that poll out. They polled like registered voters. They didn't poll likely Republican voters.
Oh, they voted. So, they polled everybody on every side who's registered.
I think I think they actually polled registered Republican voters are not indicative of who's going to vote in a runoff election. So we narrow it down to who's actually going to vote. Those numbers aren't even close. And the reality is, as soon as they put that poll out, there was a purpose in it. They ran a bad story. I mean, they also endorsed George P. Bush. Other papers are doing the same exact thing, running bad stories on me, particularly this week, things that you know, all of a sudden are newsworthy. And they're trying to help the guy get elected. He's got no chance in a Republican primary, but the liberal left media loves him.
But when I had George P. Bush on, he said that he is, in fact, in the same camp as former President Trump. But I know that you have the endorsement of former President Trump, don't you?
That's absolutely right. And there's a reason that I have the endorsement, because I actually, if you look at the evidence, I mean, you can talk, it's rhetoric from him. It's my record from me. So you either look at the record, and you can look at his record too. There's not much of a record about what he's now saying he believes. Matter of fact, I can't find any record of what he believes that relates to what I'm talking about. You can look at my record as both attorney general for 7.5 years, state senator, house member for 10 years. It has been consistently conservative. It has been consistently in line with the types of things that Donald Trump did. That's why I got his endorsement. And that's why George B. will never get his endorsement.
Go to KenPaxton.com. One last quick question for the Attorney General of the great state of Texas. When it comes to energy, we are so energy rich here. The federal government is doing everything it can to drive gas prices up. They've made it clear you can take advantage of this crisis and force people to buy EVs, as if we've all got $30,000 to $50,000 laying around to go buy another car now. I'm seeing gas prices just north of San Antonio at $4.15 and $4.20 a gallon. Many around the country think that's low. It's not. Here in Texas, I've never seen it anywhere near that high. And I think the average was $1.86 or something 3 years ago under Trump. Can you on a state level do anything to allow for drilling, research and development, more shale fracking? Can you do anything to alleviate the problems, not only here in Texas, but for the entire country in upping the production of oil? Can we do anything, or is that all up to the Fed?
Well, no, I think you'll see more and more production from Texas. And I think we had become energy independent under Donald Trump. With all these regulations, you know, they stopped drilling on federal lands. They stopped some offshore drilling. They've tightened up regulations, making it hard for people to drill. They've created disincentives, and they've subsidized green energy. So they're doing everything they can. Texas can do its part. But when you've got the whole nation being shut down in certain ways, including Texas with these regulations, you know, we'll continue the legal fight. But yes, it's Texas will step up. But I don't think we can take care of the production for the entire country when the President of the United States is shutting down production all over the place.
Website is KenPaxton.com. He's running for re-election. He's the Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Republican Ken Paxton. Ken, always appreciate you taking the time. So many really important issues right now. Thank you.
All right. Hey, thank you. And all. Next time I'm in San Antonio, I will stop by.
We got to definitely do that. All right. We appreciate you. We're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
All right, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. We appreciate Ken Paxton coming on, the Attorney General of the great state of Texas. Great ideas, great things that he's trying to do, and I think that the guy is has done a very good job the last 7.5 years. So we'll see what happens with the election, but he's got some great ideas on how to make sure that the individual states are safe from overwhelming government and the central government. Let me tell you about Super Beats. Overwhelming as we get older, how tired we can get, how fatigued we can get. We just don't have the energy we had when we were younger. So what do? You get yourself some Super Beats heart chews. They're a tasty treat. They give you the energy you need. They're good for you, too. No more afternoon coffees, energy drinks, and candy for that quick pick-me-up. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats heart chews to your morning routine. Promote heart-healthy energy for your day. No caffeine crash either. Super Beats heart chews, unique clinically researched grapeseed extract, promote heart-healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. Well, you need to go and check these out, because the when you combine non-GMO beets and grapeseed extract, you've got a great taste, and that's actually good for you. Going to support that healthy eating plan that you're on, support that exercise that you're on, and get you through your day with some really good heart health energy. JoeLovesBeets.com, that's the website. Get up to 45% off plus free shipping. JoeLovesBeets.com, it's their best offer available anywhere. That's JoeLovesBeets.com. JoeLovesBeets.com, up to 45% off. At JoeLovesBeats.com. Bye, up. Dirty Pop. Hi, Polo, what's happening?
So, Elon Musk tweeted today that, claiming that in the past he had voted Democrat because they were mostly the kindness party. He says, but they have become the party of division and hate, so I can no longer support them and will vote Republican. And he said, now watch their dirty tricks campaign against me unfold, and then he put a little popcorn emoji.
Smart guy, because he's right. They immediately started attacking. Apollo, I appreciate it. Sam, thank you. Carrie, thank you. Thank you for listening. Back tomorrow. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.